USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A vote on a national defense policy bill has been delayed in the Senate. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul objected to the National Defense Authorization Act because of a provision that would limit President Trump's ability to draw down troops from Afghanistan. On the Senate floor, Paul called out his fellow Republican colleagues for wanting to draw out American involvement in the country.
They believe that a president has the power to go to war anywhere, anytime. But when a president tries to remove troops, they say, oh, no, no, what we really want are 535 generals in Congress to tell him he can't leave a war. How absurd is that? It's exactly the opposite of what both the Constitution and logic would dictate.
Paul's delay also pushes back action on the one-week stopgap funding measure passed by the House yesterday. The federal government will shut down if the spending measure isn't approved by midnight Friday. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
House GOP members are calling on the Speaker of the House to take some action on a coronavirus relief bill. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As coronavirus relief seems to have hit a standstill, House Republicans have a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
We stand together calling on this body, calling on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop sitting on her hands, to stop sitting in front of a refrigerator with the expensive ice cream, and to help the American people today.
Republican Congressman Liz Cheney of Wyoming speaking on Capitol Hill Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Speaker of the New Hampshire House has died of COVID-19. Representative Dick Hinch passed away Wednesday from the disease, just a week after being elected Speaker of the House. New Hampshire's Governor Chris Sununu called Hinch a tireless leader and an incredible advocate for his community, saying he will be sorely missed. Hinch represented Merrimack, New Hampshire for 7 terms. He was 71. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
As its coronavirus vaccine is poised to receive an emergency use approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Pfizer is warning U.K. health officials about possible allergic reactions to the shots. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Drug maker Pfizer is warning Britain's National Health Service not to give the company's coronavirus vaccine to people with significant history of allergic reactions. As far as what this means for folks with allergies and the coronavirus vaccine, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox and Friends,
I think what's important here is that the two people who had allergies in the UK were already carrying an EpiPen, meaning that they had had severe allergies in the past. So the warning here is for people that have had severe allergies in the past where they had to be rushed to the hospital or they had swelling or decreased blood pressure and high and big rashes. That's the group that we would hesitate to give this to right away. But it's not for the general population. We haven't seen a lot of allergies in all the people that were studied.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Washington Huskies-Oregon Ducks football game scheduled for this Saturday has been called off because of a COVID outbreak among the Huskies. The Pac-12 Conference announced Thursday that Washington would not have enough scholarship players to contest the game, which has been declared a no contest. At 3-1, the Huskies will finish on top of the Pac-12 North Division and is set to play in the conference title game next weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.